What does it, who, no. Let's just do this. Let's do the five. That's the end of it. Hello, welcome to the big show. Yes, we're here for the Christmas quiz with me, Santa. And joining me, fantastic bunch, top left, Bart Bouchotz, the Belgian in Ireland who Batwedge doesn't believe he's Belgian.
I was going to say, how can I prove that I am? I guess I could speak some Dutch, but that won't make me sound like Poirot. Which
you
I
speak
think was...
Dutch won't make you sound like you're Belgian, will it? Do you speak Flemish?
Vlaams, if we're going to be really posh about it.
Oh, okay. Right, okay.
Zalig Gerstfest and Gelukkig Nieuwjaar. There we go. Happy Christmas and
no,
Happy
New
Year.
No, that sounds like somebody's had too much whiskey.
Now, do you speak Belgian with an Irish accent?
Flemish? To an actual Flemish speaker, yes, I do.
Oh, right, okay. Jolly good. Good to have you here, mate.
Pleasure as always.
I hope you've been listening all year and paying attention.
Paying attention to... No, I'm terrible at that.
We'll see. Next to him, it's Cabs.
Evening.
What's been happening, mate?
Most of this week off work. It's great. First time I'm ever having Christmas off work. So just in on Thursday, and then that's me done for a few days whilst you get busy, Santa.
Well, of course, I'm working over Christmas, so you got no sympathy off me, you bastard.
No, I'm good.
Next to him, there's nobody. Oh, Christ, it's Heidi.
Hello, Santa, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you, right? Are you all right?
I've been a very naughty girl.
Oh, jolly
good.
You must come
and punish me.
Oh, jolly good. Anyway, so that was the big show. See you all next year. Bye! at the speed I travel, I could be in Norfolk, do the deed, and be back here before we've even noticed the sentence. No, yes.
Talking
about being naughty... Bedwench is here. She's coming a surprise visit. How nice is that? Happy Christmas, Bedwench.
Especially for Righty.
Yes. We need to give you a microphone, of course.
There's a microphone, yeah.
Come on, Muller.
Hold on a minute.
Hold on.
I'm going to pull it. And the microphone.
There we go. The microphone's on.
There.
Right, so
is there a box of hock behind you?
Yes, it's mine.
4 litres of hock.
I'm a classy bird.
Wow.
You need a microphone if you're going to speak, girl.
All right, then.
Is it on?
I don't know.
Put it to your mouth, woman. That's not the first time you've heard it, is it?
And the microphone.
I'm not saying a word. My husband's in the chat room.
Just talking to it.
What do you want me to say?
Okay, that's better.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
No, Jesus Christ, no. And lastly, Muller.
Hello.
Hello, mate. Happy? Ready to go?
I'm wonderful.
Right, without further ado then, here we go. It is the Big Show Christmas quiz.
I'm keeping score.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Muller can keep score, but based on the fact that he's got a vested interest, do expect him to win and all of you to lose.
Not
Bob,
but this
is right. But pick a number between 1 and 30. Do make a note of the numbers that you pick so that we don't have the questions disappearing and the questions
we
to take
for ages. We have a spreadsheet here ready.
Spreadsheet ready.
How's about we get it out of the way? Number 13.
Number 13, jolly good. What video service shut down for good this year? But it kind of didn't in the last day or so, but...
Not a clue.
Me!
Batwitch says me, and holds a hand up.
Vine.
It is Vine, correct.
Oh.
I thought it was
pulling
up.
No, that's still going.
All right. You get a point, do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Do try and use the microphone a lot closer than that, girl.
He glows it.
No. Bring it closer. He needs to be about 4 inches. There you go. No. Not unless those two speak.
What, Boo and Hobbs?
Boo and Hobbs, yes. jolly good. So bonus point for Batwedge. Bad luck. Cabs, pick a number. Oh,
I'm
going to
go for number 9, please.
Cabs has got his flat cap 9. On, so that means either his nose is running or he means business.
I just figured if Heidi from Norwich can wear a hat, then...
Oh,
then
it's
I can,
a hat show. Gotcha, yes.
You're looking fine today, sir.
Actually looks like an extra from the Lancashire Hot Pot.
It seems like Heidi's decided to open a corner shop. What was the name of Google's smartphone offering this year, then, Kebs?
Pixel.
It was the Pixel, correct. 2 points.
Oh, that's favourites, isn't that?
That's
no,
easy.
That's an easy question, righty. Learn the difference.
Any one of my questions...
And if you think that fate plays a part in this, you're very mistaken, mate. None whatsoever. Absolutely. Right. Right. No. No. Batwedge, it's your turn.
Oh, Christ.
Pick a number.
8.
Number 8. What benefit did Twitter VIPs get this year? What benefit did Twitter VIP users get this year?
Extra characters, up from 140.
A good guess, but no. Wrong answer. Who'd like to jump in? Not to Batwedge, to the answer.
Little blue ticks.
No ads?
Ah, congratulations, Bart. Well done. You're on the scoreboard, mate. 1 point. Yes, Twitter users got, VIP users got no advertisements. Wasn't that big of them, eh? Bastards.
You mean Santa? You're not a VIP person on Twitter.
I've got 40 billion followers on Twitter, yes.
Yes, but are you verified?
No, they won't give me a blue tick because they're scared the children. You're certified. Word I say. Thank you, Edwidge. Muller, your turn with the microphone. Do stop drinking.
Number one.
Number one. In which month did the streaming... Oh, shit. Oh, what an error that is. In which month did the use of streaming services, music services, exceed video streaming services? But this question came up during the Mag Show quiz, so you better get it right.
I think I wasn't listening.
No, you weren't, were you? See, you were pissing around.
Me, then.
October.
No, wrong answer.
September. Me.
Go on then, Caps.
July.
Correct, July. Bonus point for July.
That's what it means to you, you idiot.
I'm really hoping that's the only fucker.
I'm trying not.
Righty. Well, patiently waited. Or Heidi. Well, patiently waited, darling.
Number 12, my sexy man.
Are you Hindu?
I'm not sure anymore.
No, neither am I. Number 12. In January, Google announced its desire to test its self-driving cars in which European city?
London.
That's the correct answer. Jolly good.
Yes!
Did you know that? It was a guess.
No, I did. I actually knew that. I paid attention.
Blimey. Now then.
City for him, wouldn't it? Like.
Could you do me a favour as well, please, Righty? Are you at work tomorrow?
Yes.
Would you ask Hot Boss if she minds staying up a bit late on Christmas Eve?
I'm afraid the Hot Boss is off for the week.
And drugging her boyfriend, no? Because he's a good-looking man, I can tell you.
I haven't been drugged yet.
No, okay. Well, play your cards right, Red. That's the end of round one. Scores on the doors, please, Muller.
Campione out in the lead with 3.
They're good.
Paulum's nipping at his ankles on 2. Bart and Batwench on 1. And I'm holding up the rear.
Well, there's
as you do.
I thought there was something warm feeling down there.
God, it's gripping and exciting here. Unbelievable.
I'm going to come back.
I'm trying to read what the window lickers are writing and I can't. Is that hock out of a drinks bottle? No, it's a cartonie, Lewis. It's classy. Bart, your turn. Number, please.
26, please.
26. Virgin Trains released the Beam app this year, but what does it do?
It doesn't go to Ireland, that's for sure. Haven't a clue.
Just to Belgium.
Okay, I think Campion's going to jump in and get this one. What does the Beam app do on Virgin Trains? Anybody?
Is that the ticket app?
No, it's not.
Does it allow access on all of their trains for Wi-Fi?
No. Chat room, come on. Chance to steal a bonus point for the chat room. What does the Beam app do?
Is it a torch app?
Go on, write it.
It's not the one where they play adverts through the vibrations in the windows, is it?
That's in your mind, mate. That's not real.
That's a real thing.
No. Come on, chat room. Come on.
What else could you want on a train apart from a ticket and Wi-Fi?
What does the Beam application do? Come on. Who's going to get
come
this?
On, Mr. Batwing. Come on, Windows. You know this one. You're travelling up on Virgin.
Come on.
I think I do. Hey! I think I do.
He's never travelled on Virgin.
No, you've had a chance. Mr. Batwing knows, so type the fucking answer.
It's open to the chat room. Stop being so gentlemanly.
Drew, it's a video streaming service. Thank you. Well done, mate.
Yeah.
Bonus point to the chat room. Window lickers get a point.
There's actually a... In Whitehaven, there is a sign in a pub window saying, do not lick the windows.
Oh, jolly good.
Well, that implies someone did, because there's never a sign unless someone was doing it. Like, if there's a sign saying
you've,
no bicycles,
you've clearly never been.
Welcome to Cumbria.
I've got to say, if anyone in Whitehaven didn't do that, it'd be a bloody quiet night. Cabs, it's your go. Come on, Mr. Flat Cab.
Number 18, please, Santa.
Doing it for Yorkshire.
Aye.
Which popular social media app ended support for BlackBerry and Nokia devices in February of this year?
Facebook.
Wrong answer.
Oh.
Throwing it open to the rest of the panel.
Me.
Pat Winch.
Instagram.
Wrong answer. Throwing it open to...
Twitter.
Come on, window lickers.
Twitter. Well done.
The window lickers. You can tell the window lickers that are on a 45-second delay, can't you? Which application suspended support for BlackBerry and Nokia devices in February of this year?
And I have a Nokia device and I can't remember what it is.
It's...
Mr. Batwench, you know this one.
No, they're not going to do it. WhatsApp.
Yes,
WhatsApp.
I use it every day.
What's a BlackBerry?
It's a fruit.
It's a self-driving car. Not. Dougie's gone. Obviously, we're boring. Right, whose go was that?
That was mine.
No, so it's back where just go. Come on, darling.
I know I scored a point there.
No points.
No points.
No points.
Come on, Badridge, pick a number.
Oh, sugar. Number 7.
Number 7. Tim Westergren returned to what role this year? This is a hard one. Tim Westergren returned to what role this year?
We talked about this.
Yes, we did mention this.
Frankenfurter in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Game of Thrones.
That is a fantastic guess, no matter how far off the truth it is.
Game of Thrones.
Sounds like a Game of Thrones character.
Game of Thrones is the wrong answer. It goes over to the chat room.
Beat you up.
Chat room, no.
Can I have a guess?
Go on then.
Pandora.
Yes, he's the chief executive of Pandora. Well googled.
Isn't that a jewellery company?
Is that a bonus point? Or?
No, I do know he didn't because he had his head in his hands. So.
But Pandora's a jewellery company. What's it got to do with tech?
No,
it makes Pandora.
No, Pandora does music.
No, it doesn't. It makes jewellery.
Well, that too.
I am female and therefore no shiny stuff.
Oh, Santa. Skidmarks has put in the chat room. Oh, Santa, that's a hard one. I'm not sure he's really referring to the question or not.
Is that a point for camping?
I did just send a picture out on WhatsApp, so it might be that. Tough one. So it's Muller's go.
Oh, right.
I'll have number 2.
Number 2. Microsoft killed off Skype on which platform this March? Microsoft killed off... Batwidge, you know he's in competition with you, right? You give him the fucking answer, there's no point.
She sounds like a frog anyway. It's like... Ouch. Windows Phone.
Wrong answer.
Own it, you muppet.
Yeah, but they were...
It's going to be BlackBerry then, isn't it?
No, it's not BlackBerry.
Linux.
It's wrong answer anyway.
Me.
Go on then.
Linux.
No, it's televisions.
Of course it is.
You could get Skype on telly.
Microsoft killed off Skype support for all televisions this year.
Didn't know they had it.
It kept on a backup on my Samsung. It was going in October or something.
Yeah, it's gone. BlackBerry says he's in the chat room way too late. He's obviously on the slow speed connection.
It's Cornwall.
Good
and he's
point.
Wrong.
Bad luck. Righty boy.
Ooh, number 9. No, I've heard that.
Nine.
Number 4.
At CES in January, a Chinese firm had its stand raided after a complaint by a Californian firm for patent infringements. What product were they selling? It's the Shangzhou First International Trading Corporation. At CES in January, a Chinese firm had its stand raided after a complaint by the California firm for patent infringement. What product were they selling?
Put your teeth in Santa.
I know what this is.
Bart's ready to steal.
No. Hold him back.
Come on, righty.
Oh, shut.
Shut the front door.
No, go on.
Come on.
It's Bart's
hoverboard.
It was a one-wheeled hoverboard, correct.
Oh.
Isn't well, that a unicycle?
But no, it's a one-wheel hoverboard, funny enough. If it was a unicycle, I'd said a fucking unicycle.
Explicit tag.
Sorry. Well done, Bart. 1 point. Stolen. He thought he was going to come here and completely screw with Pooch, but no.
I haven't got any of my own questions yet, but I have another go.
Well, bonus points will get you there, mate. I'm telling you.
I'm happy I'm on the scoreboard.
That's the end of round two. Scores on the doors, Isla.
Campion on 4, followed by Paulhams and Bart on 2, Batwench on 1, Window Lickers on 1, and I'm yet to score.
Hey!
And he speaks so knowledgeably all year.
Oh, yeah.
About stuff he doesn't know.
There you go. How exciting is this? I can't... Those of you that have gone to see the Phantom Menace that's out at the moment, what the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing?
I'm going to slap you later film. For that one.
I thought it was Rogue One that was out now, not to
nitpick
anything.
No, it's Rouge One, if you ever listen to any of
we're
my texts.
No, we're not mentioning it, because people get upset. Not another word about Phantom Menace. Ian in the chat room was just answered the question from about 6 quote goes ago with Apple Watch.
No, that was from the previous show.
Oh, that was the previous show.
It's on a 5-hour delay.
I hadn't realised Ian's watching the Mac show on delay. Because he's in Cornwall and he's only on 1 megabit per year.
He's too busy chatting up that woman.
What, his sister? Oh, sorry, that's Paulhams.
Oi!
Oh!
I wouldn't mind, but I sent the question by carrier pigeon last year.
You can't get it up, as in upload.
Right, round 3 then. Here we go. Bart, pick a number.
I'll have number 3, please, Bob.
Number 3, Bob. What? I like a P. What became the most pirated show of all time this year?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be Game of Thrones. Yes.
It's not Game of Thrones, no.
Oh, me.
Are you ready? Just quick rock, paper, scissors then. 3, 2, 1, go.
One, rock, paper.
No. Start again. Both scissors anyway. You ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Rock.
No, paper. You twat. For Christ's sake.
Come
I
on,
say
Paul.
I say 3, 2, 1. Don't do it visually. Do it on my audio cue, because that's the only thing that's in fucking time. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Scissors.
Oh, for fuck's sake, don't say what you're going to give, righty, you twat.
I said rock, so I win.
Right. Jesus Christ.
Get them to shout out their name. It'll be easier after you've got counted down to 1.
Has rock, paper, scissors not come to Norfolk yet?
We just get our penises out and just let them win.
What, you want a lightsaber fight?
I could do with a laugh.
Right.
You can't beat a double-ender.
I think you find Campion one. Go on then, Kebs.
Grand Tour.
It's the Grand Tour, correct.
You bastard.
Had you got that wrong anyway? You haven't got the Grand Tour yet, righty? You're still on fucking Zed cars.
No, we've got Delia's Hat at Christmas.
Oh, every year.
Yeah.
Every hour.
Yeah, that's your version
what
of Jesus,
isn't it? Why'd you cook food?
You know, in Norfolk, anything that goes AD, so it's 2016 AD, it means after Delia.
Oh, a double bite.
Righty.
Rock still beats them two, Paul.
Righty.
you know
we love you, right? Well, whose question was that? I've even lost track of that.
That was right.
That was my question. I'll be able to answer again.
Ian says he's dreaming of 1 megabit per year. So is Campsco.
29, please, Santa.
29. Nike ran a raffle to win what this year?
Oh, dear.
Hey, the trainers.
Nike ran a... What's that? Raffle. Shut up, fella.
Nike ran a raffle to win what this year? And you've already missed it by thinking
I know.
Over Muller talking over the answer.
I know. I need a point, so...
Yeah, but you can't get it because you shouted out.
Yes, but I know the real answer now.
You need to go and stand in the corner with a cap on.
But I know the real answer now. Self-tying shoes.
Well, you're not having it because you shouted out before it was Cam's turn.
Point.
You've got to respect the order, man.
Yeah, but I didn't get shouted out the right answer.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Trainers.
Yeah, but I thought you understood the law. It was self-tying trainers.
Okay, what film was that from then, though?
Back to the Future.
No. Two. Bonus point to Righty. Not evident.
Oh, man. You
keep your trap shut until till I throw it open to the floor. Okay. Minus one, in fact.
Predictive Santa.
Oh, too right. He's getting fuck all this year.
Okay.
Backridge, your turn.
Yes, sweetie. Number 11.
Hyperloop 1 gave a successful concept test this year before descending into a destructive court battle. But what was Hyperloop 1?
Contraception for males?
I don't know. It's a train.
No, hang on a second. I haven't thrown it over to the floor.
And I know what it actually is.
But a train's not going to be enough.
It's like a tube where you get fired through it at high speed.
It's a vacuum tube, low pressure tube.
You mean like sperm through a...
I just said a tube, didn't I?
So contraception, I was right.
Low pressure tube, high speed transit system.
Do I get a point?
It's like those things in the old supermarkets where they put the thing on and goes...
Oh, the old vacuum tubes.
Yeah, only with people.
Yes, if you ask Mr. Batwed very nicely, he'll show you a picture of a Cold War one.
Ian in the chat room was...
What's he going to show?
Train type system.
He went to the secret underground city where they actually have the vacuum tubes in.
They kept them in London until the 70s or something for the post office to whoosh post around London.
That'd be Lewis's in town.
No, that was an underground system.
No, they do. They were right. They have
it's a metro system, it wasn't.
No, they had air-based tubes under the ground between different post office locations, and they used them for years.
No, he is right.
Okay.
Shops used to use them as
well. Muller, it's your question, isn't it?
Okay, I'm going to go for 10.
10. Who blamed a faulty router for a massive outage of service this year? We'll explain massive outage of service to Ian Lewis later.
I remember this story. You've got to say...
Backwards, you're not supposed to bloody help him.
But she's not helping.
No, I know.
Google. No, it isn't, is it?
No.
It's not Google, no. I'm throwing it open to the floor.
I can't see Santa's face. I thought he died then.
Throwing it open to the floor.
Virgin.
It's not your go. You had a chance. You fucked it up.
I know.
Come on, Righty. You know the answer.
Virgin.
No.
Dine
DNS.
Don't listen to me.
No, anybody. Come on, anybody. Come on, window lickers.
Was it Facebook?
No.
Anglian Windows.
Anglian Windows is the right answer. No, it's not. What do you mean, lobby Ewan and tell him Santa's care of the big show is all shite? You bastard. Although Rankin's a bigger bastard. No, it was British Telecom, BT. BT blamed an entire massive outage of service this year because they had our faulty router. Yeah.
So basically, Digital Amoeba pulled out the wrong plug.
I wish that Alan Herschel was here to take the shit for that one. I wished he'd picked that question. That would have been right royal justice, wouldn't it?
What's how you pull out those plugs?
Righty, last question for you.
Number six, Santa.
Number six. Are you ready? Here we go. Hold tight. I got a whisker in my mouth. Hang on. What repaired device failed spectacularly on a Southwest Airlines plane this year?
The Samsung stupid idiot Galaxy Note 7.
Yes, is correct. There we go. It's Galaxy 7 failed, and it had been repaired as well. It was one of the safe ones, in inverted commas.
It burned through the floor, didn't it?
Yes, it did. That's right. They put it in a bucket of water. Stupid bastards. Excellent. American. Jolly good. Scores on the doors, Islas.
Well, I've decided to go for QI scores. So losing is Paulum's on 5 and Campion on 5. Bart's on 2, Batwinch on 1, and I'm winning on 0.
Minus one.
Gotcha, Mike. No, he got it back.
I got a point back. Right, I lost a point, didn't I?
I got to say, I have to say, I am rather impressed that Buller's scoring honestly, because being a copper, I thought he'd be bent as hell.
Yeah, but I've just turned it to QI scores now.
Ah, right, okay, jolly good. Excellent. So, all to play for. Couldn't be closer, apart from Buller.
I can come back.
Who could be closer, but can't.
The B.O.
Bart, give us some of that Belgian charm, mate, and pick a sonic number.
Sonic number? 15.
15. What did the Kickstarter project The Air allow you to throw this year?
What did the Kickstarter project, the A, boomerang,
stop behave. You ready? Rock, paper, scissors. 3, 2, 1, go.
Scissors.
Oh, all scissors. That's not going to help. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. No, you're cheating, Campion.
I'm cheating. I put straight back up again.
Right, Muller, you're out. Muller, you're out. Ready? Righty and Kemp. 3, 2, 1, go.
No, doesn't.
Oh, that's it. Kemp's gets...
Paper, wraps, rock.
Righty, you're out. Sorry, mate.
Can we do paper, rock, scissors?
There's a massive delay on the video. I can't tell whether he's cheating or not.
No, he did rock and I did paper.
I did scissors.
He did scissors.
He's a cheating northerner, he is.
There you go.
He was a GoPro Santa.
He can blame it on Plusnet. So, this is great audio, isn't it? Rock, paper, scissors on audio. Fantastic.
I wish I'd
have patented this. Anyway, go on then, Cams. What's the answer?
It's a GoPro.
Air is a projectile thing that allows you to put your GoPro.
Can I just say,
safely.
Ian, you bought one in the chat room Campion said that answer.
And it's not a GoPro?
It is a GoPro.
Oh, it's a thing that you attach a GoPro to.
Now, what did it allow you to throw? Oh. Listen to the fucking question. Jesus Christ.
But actually, Ian put that in.
Ian, give a point to the window lickers.
Hey?
Point to the window lickers.
So people get 2 points. There's 2 points.
Cab's going to have a half for cheating
Mr.
at rock,
Bat
paper, scissors.
Left.
He can't handle a half.
He's blaming his video delay, but I know. I know, I'm telling you. Come Christmas Eve. Right. Whose go was that? Was that yours, Bart?
That was me. Yeah, I got it wrong. So it must have been
sorry,
man.
Okay, such a long time ago. Cabs, pick it up.
I'll go for my age. I'll go 21, please.
In April, digital media made more money than what for the first time?
Physical media.
Is the correct... It's exactly what's written on the card. Unbelievable. Spooky.
Yes,
that's it. Digital media made more than physical media.
Good.
Thank you for that tweet, Ian Lewis. Absolutely right. What the bloody hell are they doing? Sitting picking their fingernails. And they could be watching this shit. Batwitch, your turn.
23, please.
23. If you're in the UK, what were you forced to do with your dog this year? Keep it clean.
Bloody hell.
Walk it.
Microchip it.
Is the correct answer.
Oh, I thought it was leave Europe.
Only if you've got a passport.
Mr. Batwitch left the chat room. That's obviously a bit near to home then.
He's well trained.
He's well trained. Have you had him chipped?
I've had him something.
Oh, really? Vasectomy? Good God. It's a bit severe.
I don't do
wait till I see you next time. I'm going to deliver him for Christmas a new Vaz difference.
I've been taking a note of all the...
And around September, there'll be one hell of a surprise coming your way. right, Muller, you're okay. pick a story, mate.
19.
Who did Microsoft buy in June for $26.2 billion?
LinkedIn.
It's a right answer, bloody hell. You've been looking at the sheet.
That's the best Google I've ever seen.
Chip
it. I was too quick for Google. I used Jeeves.
What she said.
Bat
Wench. Yes, dear.
I've got a question. Are those puppies chipped?
You can search them later.
They've got a nipple ring.
I've got a scanner. I'll put one over them later. righty, bring it up the rear.
Number five.
Number five. Oh, good question. Microsoft paid Terry Goldstein $10,000 for what this year? Microsoft paid Terry. Terry is T-E-R-I, it's a girl.
It's Prince Albert.
Microsoft paid Terry Goldstein $10,000 for a Prince Albert this year. Run that through. Just run that through in your head before you come out loud with it, yes? Oh, dear, he's knocked his camera.
Oh, shit.
Microsoft paid Terry Goldstein $10,000 for what this year?
Oh, dear. The secret to Coleman's mustard.
Is the right answer. I was going to say, I feel like a rock, paper, scissors coming on. Who wants to take
I definitely want to be in rock, paper, scissors because I can nail this one.
Okay, then, right, here we go. Bart, and anyone else? Just Bart.
Oh, then I just say that it was for upgrading your computer to Windows 10.
It was a forced upgrade to Windows 10. Bonus point for Bart. Well done. Yes, jolly good.
Santa, can I just say, if we need to prove that that Bart's Belgian, Bart, if you just take another drink, there's nothing more Belgian than the way that that glass that you've got your
that
beer in.
That is very true, actually. That is how beer should be, in a glass like that's like giant wine.
I no one doubted it. It was only Batwitch. Batwitch.
That's so Irish. Sorry, beer, Muller, which Muller, kind
Muller, of Muller, Muller. Oh. Muller, can I have a Guinness, please, mate?
Okay.
And a glass. Thank you.
Well, that one. Yeah, give me that one.
Batwitch is coming as a fairy tonight.
Don't give him the Belgian glass.
Muller has.
And so is Muller.
You're Belgian now.
Here we go.
Is he going to be shy little grey cells?
Turn the microphone off. Can't hear what's going on.
Oh, just listen to the sound of that.
Let's go to
the
lobby.
Oh, is that music to your ears or what?
Does that mean you're Belgian now?
That's awesome audio.
That is awesome audio. It's better than rock, paper, scissors by a bloody mile.
Oh, crikey, I can't.
I'd say cheers and drink it, but then I have to wash my beard.
I told you to get some straws.
In a Stella glass. That's Belgian-Irish.
Okay, I'll turn it around. There you go.
It's Bart in a glass, really, isn't it?
And my beard is only safe for hand wash, so.
So we've just disproved Campion's.
Right. Okay. Was that the end of the round?
I don't know. You're in charge.
I lose track so easily these days.
It was Santa.
It was.
It can't have been.
In that case, then let's have the scores on the doors. Islas.
All right.
Something dropped.
Campion on 7.5. Bart on 3.
Use the fucking mic. Jesus Christ.
Campion on 7.5. Paulum's on 5. Bart and Batwinch on 3. I'm on 2. And the Windowed Liquors are on 2.
Blimey.
But I'm winning because it's QI scores now.
Muller only level with a whole group of people.
No, I wish to state that he's calling the Window Liquors and they happen to be both Cornish. So not Window Liquors. The Cornish.
There's more people in the chat room than just your husband, mate.
Well, Ian and Mr. Batwench, both of them are from Cornwall.
Yes, but there's loads of other people in there as well.
Yes, but they're the only ones who've answered so far.
All right, fair point. Bart, pick a number. This is the penultimate round.
I'll have the last single-digit number available. Number 8, please.
That's gone.
No, well done for keeping track. No, that's gone. That was the first one.
What? Oh.
In fact, I think it was your question.
In that case, I'll have the lowest remaining number, which, according to my terrible calculations, is 14.
Okay. Yeah, the UK's Advertising Standards Authority clamped down on what this year?
Advertising.
Oh, very good, but I need to be more specific, I'm afraid. The UK's Advertising Standards Authority clamped down on what this year?
Me.
Vaguely remember thinking it was ridiculous, but I don't remember what it was.
Got it.
Apparently, Ian in the chat room is far from Cornish. He only lives there.
I think it's time for rock, paper, scissors, although I'm just going to say advertising dogs.
Me.
Okay, are we ready? Who wants to play rock, paper, scissors?
Me.
No. Okay, so it's Batwitch and Brighty. 3, 2, 1, go. It's 2 stones. 3, 2, 1, go. It's scissors, so it's Brighty. Choose. Brighty.
The cost of broadband.
No, wrong answer, Batwitch.
Speed at which advertising of the broadband speed is impossible.
No, and Ian's put nudity in the chat room. I don't think that's in the answer to the question, or whether he just fancies some.
I think it's puppies.
No, it's not. It's putting up blog posts that are actually advertisements.
Oh, that's very clever of them.
Online ads posing as articles. There we go. We've had, British Tech has had loads of people writing in, and they get told to piss off all the time. and they can't understand why. Right, Kebs, your turn, I think.
I've lost track of numbers now, so I'm gonna try on 24. Is that available?
24. Yes. 9 million user details were put at risk by which telco this year?
User details. Was it TalkTalk?
It was not.
That's very few in the modern age.
That is very few. So it's obviously a shit telco.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Beverage.
AOL?
AOL? Jesus Christ.
Well, he said it was shit.
Did you invent time travel?
That's from the past.
Is it the one that Ian knows?
I don't know. Anyone? No one else?
Yeah.
It's 3D.
Virgin, just for the crack.
3D.
Oh, of course it was.
Of course.
You big, Muppet fools. You.
Labels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done. Batwitch, your number.
Oh, 16.
Try using the microphone, eh?
16.
No, not a bigger voice, the microphone.
16.
Not a ventriloquist dummy, the microphone.
Number 16, please, Kevin, Santa.
Kevin Lee was convicted of stealing $4.8 million from his employer this year, and then he spent $1 million on online gaming. What was the game?
Minecraft.
Wrong answer, no. Anybody? Anyone to rock, paper, scissors?
World of Warcraft?
Oh, he's done that.
No, it's Game of War.
What?
Game of War.
Wow.
He spent, I can't see how you can do this, he spent $1 million on Game of War. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I've heard of it, but it's not.
Right. Muller, your turn.
20.
20. In April, who was judged to be liable for billing unwitting parents?
Apple.
No, wrong answer. Anyone want to do rock, paper, scissors?
I thought it was in that payments.
I have a guess.
Have a guess, then, bud.
Google.
No, wrong answer. Nobody?
Nobody.
What's Apple?
It's Amazon.
Oh.
They were judged to be liable for billing unwitting parents by automatic purchases by children.
On what? Toilet roll?
No, on Amazon, you fool.
Toilet roll.
Yes. On the Mac App Store. What else? Whose question was that? I've lost.
That was mine. I was the last one, I think.
Okay, so now you've got Righty then. Last question, Righty.
Hello, Santa, you sexy man. I'll have a number 27.
Adri was the first insurer to do what in the UK this year? Adri, A-D-R-I, was the first insurer to do what this year?
Oh, I know.
I know this one.
Come on, Righty. Come on, Righty.
I know it.
Rack your brain, mate.
I would be far you more, but...
No, I did it.
Shut up.
That's my story as well.
Shut up, you're confusing him. Righty,
give it to Camps.
No, it's me.
No, you can't give it away. You can't give it to besties. It's not the way it works. Ready? No, you're not going to go for it?
I'm taking
a guess?
It's definitely me.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors with Camps and Buller. Are you ready? Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, it's a stone and a paper, so it's Muller.
Hey!
Nice. Driverless cars.
It's for the first insurance for a driverless car, is correct. Yeah, well done, good answer. 2 points.
Wow, you got the question right.
Whoop.
And I'm not losing.
You are special.
at the end of that round, we have a very close competition, I fancy, because a few of the leaders didn't get the question right, so...
Camp stays on 7.5.
Okay.
Paulum stays on 5.
Yes.
Bart, Batwinch and me all on 3. And the Winder Lickers on 2.
Oh, jolly good. Excellent. Superb. So, Camps, it's yours to lose, mate.
Aye. This just proves that, although I don't say a lot on Big Show, I do listen.
Pardon?
I'm sure you tuned out and was doing something better.
I'm sure they'll enjoy that at your next interview.
Absolutely.
Right, Bart, start us off on the final round. This is all to play for, mate. Come on.
Okay, we'll start at the end then. Number 30, please.
Number 30. Who bought software elements of Pebble this month?
Oh, Fitbit.
Mimi.
Fitbit. Congratulations, 2 points. Well done.
Hey, I got one.
Yay. Yes. See? Why did he go quiet then?
I think he was saying
everyone's in shock.
Everyone's in shock.
Yeah, we just said it so quickly. It was just like, oh my God, somebody knew something.
Excellent. Camps, come on, mate. Stretch that lead. Make yourself unassailable.
Is three available?
No.
Okay. Nothing less than 17 is available.
You've got 17, 22, 25, right, 28.
28, please, Santa.
Yes,
dear.
Who desperately asserted that 99% of their content was authentic this year?
Wow.
That wench is waving a finger in the air.
It's probably wrong.
You and Randy.
It could be anyone on the internet.
BTN, yeah.
I have no idea.
No idea whatsoever.
So, Facebook news.
It was Facebook. Well done.
If they think their news is 99% accurate, they're talking bollocks.
Yeah, I'm a size 14, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Each one.
Remember, inside every fat person, there's a thin person dying for chocolate.
Righty, why are you shaking your head? It's almost like this is improper.
I know, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
It's maybe the festive season. It's not a lot
fair
of giving
enough,
going
mate.
On.
Whose question was that, by the way?
That was mine.
Mine, right, okay. So, Ben, what's your question?
22, please.
22. What video-on-demand loophole was closed this year in the UK? Oh dear, I think Campion knows. Campion's got his hand up like a five-year-old.
No.
It's Righty with his hand up like a five-year-old.
Paulum's in the bath.
What?
I like to get soapy.
Righty
boy loops his hole in the bath. Is that what you're saying? Well, I never.
So you keep it clean.
Well, God, never.
Scissors, rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, right. So you want it as well, Cabs. Cabs and yeah. Righty, you ready? Ready? Three, two, one, go. It's paper, so it's Righty.
BBC iPlayer needing a license.
License.
Correct. Jolly good. Bonus point to Righty. Well done, mate.
I still prefer my answer.
Could be coming up on the rails, as opposed to Righty, who's doing it in the bath. In Batwitch's mind, anyway.
Yeah, you got to slip it in somewhere, ain't you?
Oh, don't make it worse than it
is. My mate used to say any hole is a goal.
Don't you slip off. Don't you slip off the chair, girl. Muller.
Oh.
No one heard that, luckily.
I'm going to have my age, 17.
17, mentally. Who bought health peripheral withings this year?
Nokia.
Correct answer.
Well, I never.
I didn't expect anyone to get that one.
Well, I would have had it in a second.
What's the number of the very last question, then?
25.
25. Last, but by no means least, Righty Boy. Surprisingly, who won the rights to live stream Thursday night NFL games this year?
That would be Twitter, my boy.
That would be Twitter, my boy. Well done. Two points to Righty. Now then, this could be right proper close, I think. Because Righty chipped in there with a bonus as well. So final scores on the doors then. Isla.
I'm so excited.
Am I done, man?
I've got to do it in reverse.
No, but I think if I Batwedge wanted to do that, then you're snatching, grabbing bastard.
Well, it's the Windlickers in last. Batwench fourth. After that one, I'm four. Bart and myself on five.
Oh.
Now, is it Paulum's or Campion?
Oh, this is the drum roll.
And the winner is Paulum's on eight.
Oh my God.
Campion on 7.5.
Come up on the rails and he's done Campion by a neck.
By a nadger.
That's such a quick
boy,
show.
Get in there, my son.
I never won in 5 years.
You ever won this time? I cheated.
Oh.
You liar. You absolute liar. Ian says, is Santa, is Muller still waiting for his withings?
Ha, yes. Dumptish.
He won't make his Christmas. He won't even make his New Year, mate. Be lucky if he makes next Christmas.
Got me 2 points, though, didn't it?
Yeah, is well
that,
done.
That Nokia link.
Yes, although Mr. Batwench will be getting his winnings well before you.
Tomorrow. Righty boy, that's what he's done here. Righty boy, give us a quick commentary, mate, a quick interview. How does that feel right now? You speak to us.
Well, I'd like to thank my mum and my dad for making me and God, because without him there'd be nothing. And Aspels, you've been amazing. You've supported me throughout my career and made me not really care about the world. So I thank you for that. I also thank that bastard Rankin. He's actually quite a nice bloke, actually. And for giving me this opportunity to be involved in this. It's so utter emotional.
Utter wanker.
Oh, I can't believe this is really happening to me.
There we go. And on that note, Bart, where can we get a hold of you, mate?
You can find me at bartb.ie. Nice and simple.
If you ever want a show that's called Less Talk Santa, I'm totally up for it, mate. I got very reasonable rates.
Is that an annual show or something, is it?
Well, it depends how much you can afford, really.
That'll be a once a century, then.
No, but, mate, I've got 40 billion Twitter users, so, come on. Big reach there, mate, big reach.
That's true. Yes. Mm. What did you say your going rate was?
I'll do it for beer.
You do it for beer? Well, how much beer, though?
Well, Belgian beer, by the bucket load. But
by the bucket load?
We'll talk. I'll put you in touch with my agent.
Okay, your people can talk to my people.
Yes.
I don't have any people, but we'll make it work.
And if you ever do Let's Talk Sleighs, I'm totally in for that one as well.
And Let's Talk Reindeer.
Talk Red Noses. I do Red Noses very well.
Santa bypasses the talk with the reindeer.
No, Let's Fart Reindeer is the one that you will launch. Oh, Christ, you'll stay behind them for 24 hours. Do the shrimp round the earth, mate. Jesus Christ. You wish you hadn't served them hay, most definitely. And nuts. If people give bananas or chocolate, Christ, it's even worse.
So if I were to leave a Vindaloo-covered carrot, would that make you cranky?
No, it'd make me rather covered in shit.
Imagine that might make you cranky, unless that's your thing, Santa.
It runs through them at the speed I'm travelling at, mate. I can't even dodge it.
Jesus, webs are going out.
Talk about redshift.
Deary me.
It's out before you know it up your nostrils. Bit like that beer.
Almost.
Cabs, where are you?
I'm Matt Campion UK on Twitter, and normally loitering somewhere around in the Slack room.
What are you hoping for this year? A new cricket bat?
Socks. I'll be lucky. If I get socks, yeah, socks.
Socks, handkerchiefs.
Linseed oil.
Linseed oil, yeah.
Next aftershave.
And a nice red ball.
Oh, Jesus, mate. There's only death left.
Shiny red ball.
Christ, Campion, there's only death left, mate.
And the box set of Jeff Bowen.
I'll be happy with socks.
Jeff Bowen.
I bet you're happy that 2016 didn't claim Jeff Boycott, aren't you?
Oh, damn right.
Too
damn
right.
It took everyone else.
E by Jeffrey. Oh, yes.
E by Jeff.
E by Jeffrey. Headingly.
National, I think it's a month of mourning when Jeff goes.
Really?
Well, I think so.
Everyone in Yorkshire's going to wear black.
No puddings anymore for a while.
4 years.
Yep.
I think I'm still watching his first over. Still in, isn't he? He hasn't been out yet.
Still not been out, no.
Scored 4 runs and he's not out.
And a new lead for my whippet, why not?
For the whippet, good lad, that's right. That's what I say. Someone who joins in the spirit and the stereotypical banter of this show. That's what we need.
At least he can take his whippet down the rugby. We can't. Absolutely.
He thought Malbec was a local river. Righty boy, where are you, old boy?
Well, I can't take it. It's all so much. I just can't take it in. You find me on Twitter, mate, at Paulhams, and doing the rounds with Camps, Mac, Jim, and the guys who are doing an excellent job on the reviews at BTN. And a Merry Christmas to everyone.
Happy Christmas, matey. And enjoy it. Enjoy it like you know tomorrow.
Emotional.
Winning the Christmas quiz on this thing's a real feat. Most definitely. Batwench, where are you?
I'm on Twitter and the Slack room at Batwench. Also got the Destiny clan. So come and join us.
Oh yes, we have a BTN Destiny clan, don't we?
Yes. I need more members. Come join us. It's a laugh.
Ellis has just joined it.
Oh,
Has he? Oh, jolly good. And that's it, really. Nothing too exciting.
Okay, fair. Thank you very much for coming down, by the way.
That's
it's lovely you she surprised me. Absolutely gorgeous. And Willow, where the hell are you?
I'm in your studio, mate.
Yeah, very good.
Hello.
Obvious.
Muller Biker on Twitter, and that's about it.
Excellent.
There's nobody else likes you.
No. My name's Santa. You can get me at the Santa Claus on Twitter, and I'll be free up until the 24th, and then I'll be busy for a little while, and then I'll be doing fuck all again. So.
But those lists, Santa, don't they take a lot of checking?
No, I've contracted it out. I got G4S.
You're supposed to check it twice, aren't you?
Yes, there's a bit of a... I got to say, they've made a bit of a mess of it, and we lost a few of them at Winston Green the other night. But I think most people should get the presents that they're not expecting.
That's offshoring for you.
I've also contracted out to Yodel as well, so people are definitely getting the presents they're not expecting. There should be a few surprises come Christmas Day, I can tell you.
Best in check the under their cars.
Yes.
Santa, is it any truth that you look after the naughty girls yourself?
Yeah. Well, don't tell Mrs. Claus. But yes. And you can review all of the services that I provide you this Christmas on Trustpilot, but I don't read that either. So there you go.
So if there's no presents under the tree, we should check on the front door of a next door neighbour's fence. We might find them there.
No.
What the heck are you doing?
Hang on. I do recall, Kemps, that you did specify that your safe place was garage roof.
Of course.
Yes, yeah. So there we go. At least that's what it said on the altered docket that came.
Drop the kit onto the garage roof.
Paul Ums is being special and brave.
Well, there's a surprise.
He's got trousers on, so that's unusual.
I
not his PJs.
I am Groot by East Anglian Boy.
I am Groot.
My name is Santa Claus. You can get me at The Santa Claus on Twitter. I'll be doing a bit of work, and then I'll be doing nothing. And then after that, I'll be doing more nothing. And I struggle to fit it in, I tell you. I really struggle to fit it in.
Don't you do the thing at the Eurovision, Mr. I can't believe you're not Terry Wogan Claus?
That's Graham Norton.
How much have you been drinking, Bart? If you need to drive from that living room to your bedroom, you're absolutely screwed. How strong is that Belgian beer, I ask you?
It's Irish beer, that's the worst of it.
I need a case of that. God,
that's confusing blimey. Now. Is he Irish or bloody Belgian?
I want what he's drinking.
I'm both.
Oh. No! Not possible!
Well, it is. One by birth and one by marriage.
Honestly, Bart, are you Belgian or are you just chocolate?
Well, I don't think I'm chocolate.
Scratch the surface, mate, and see if he tastes good.
He can't be Belgian. He's made us laugh twice.
I'll have you know we have a sense of humour as well as being good at making chocolate chips and beer.
The reputation
I thought Belgians were waffles.
No, reputation for Belgium is to be the most boring country in the whole of Europe.
Oh, just because you haven't looked properly.
We haven't looked properly. We're not into that stuff.
300 different beers. That's like almost one a day for a year.
Yes, it's because you come from Belgium and therefore you need the alcohol.
Okay, I'll be editing this then. See you later. Bye.
Bye.